Like to impose a call in the Senate?
Senate's under call. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with, the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
Yeah, on the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Pastor Tyler Christensen from the Lake Harriet United Methodist Church in Minneapolis. Morning. How you doing?
Good. Let us pray. God of love and wisdom, we come together this day humbly requesting your presence as we voice our concerns and advocate for our communities. We ask that in the busyness and stress of this day,
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Folby, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogamiller, Pretner Solon, Perry, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate files herewith returned: Senate file numbers 2773, 3145, and 3318, signed Elbert A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. This message is on Senate file 560, Senator Latz. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 560, a bill for an act relating to public safety, authorizing the expungement of criminal records for certain individuals who have received stays of adjudication or diversion. Senate file 560 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elbert A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Latz.
I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House of Senate File 560 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
Yeah, on the Latz motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 2839, a bill for an act relating to commerce, regulating various licensees and other entities. Senate file 2839 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elbert A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Scheid.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate file number 2839 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House has exceeded the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of 3 members of the House, and on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate file 2634, a bill for an act relating to public safety, making numerous changes to the controlled substance forfeiture law. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Representatives Mullery, Hillstrom, and Cornish. Senate file 2634 was herewith returned to the Senate, signed Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on the following Senate files and repassed said bills in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. Senate file 184, a bill for an act relating to higher education, authorizing data matching, etc. And Senate file 863, a bill for an act relating to data practices, classifying government data. These Senate files are herewith returned to the Senate, signed Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following House file, herewith transmitted, House file number 2866, signed Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Next order of business is first reading of House bills. Senator Betzel, first reading. Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, I move that House File 2866 be laid on the table.
Hey, on the Betzel motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. There's one change on Senate File 3422 will be sent to the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. Without objection, introduction, and first reading of Senate bills. Yes. Next order of business. Resolutions. There's two printed on today's agenda. Without objection, the two resolutions will be sent to the Rules Committee. Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, Senator Pogemiller was called downstairs to do a radio interview. He'll be back momentarily. He just asked that we take a brief recess to the call of the chair until he gets back. I think it's his intention to special order a bill once he returns. So I'd move a brief recess to the call of the chair within 10 minutes.
Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering if we could ask what the intention of that special order bill would be so we could take a look at that beforehand while we wait.
Senator Betzel, do you know the bill?
It's my understanding he's discussed this with Senator Senjum. It's apparently a Senator Cohen bill. I just advised Senator Senjum about the recess. He said he referred to a Senator Cohen bill. So whatever it was, he talked to Senator Senjum about it.
And the motion is by Senator Betzel to move for a brief recess. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, I'd like to designate a bill number 49 on the general orders, House File 3834. Pursuant to Rule 26, I designate House File number 3834, number 49 on general orders, a special order for immediate consideration. And members, this bill is a potential vehicle bill. It will be sent to conference committee, and it's a potential vehicle bill if there is some agreement made that is acceptable to the governor. Well, it might be a vehicle bill even if there's not an agreement with the governor. I yield to Senator Cohen.
Senator Cohen, House File 3834. Senator Cohen.
Mr. President, the House File 3834 is the bill that deals with the cash flow request from the administration. Obviously, we are all conversing on this floor with what's going on with the budget, what's going on with the cash flow relative to the budget, and some of the significant problems the state faces. The administration has asked for this language, which gives management and budget a little more flexibility in control of the cash flow for the state, and allows the state, it doesn't take care of the cash flow problem, but allows for a little bit more ease in dealing with how to manage the cash flow, and hopefully helping the state get through this difficult time. And again, members, this language is the language requested by the administration. It has not changed since it was first introduced.
Discussion? Secretary, give the bill its third reading.
House File 3834, a bill for an act relating to state government requiring the Commissioner of Minnesota Management and Budget to provide a cash flow forecast to the governor and legislature.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators, having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There have been 61 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to.
Mr. President, would Senator Michelle yield?
Senator Michelle, will you yield? Senator Porgemiller.
Senator Michelle, just a brief question. The Senate has no work before it right now. Would you like to sit on the floor under call? Or would you like to recess until there is some work that would be before us? Because I understand you've told somebody that there's been some mismanagement of the state Senate this year.
Hey, Michelle.
Mr. President, Senator Pogamilla, I would suggest that a great topic to work on for the rest of the day, if, as you're saying, we don't have anything else, would be K-12. I don't think I ever used the word mismanagement. But if there's one thing that we haven't done that we need to do, it would be to bring some certainty and some flexibility to school boards and our K-12 system.
Mr. President.
Senator Porgemiller.
Senator Michelle, that issue was before the Senate almost a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. You chose not to vote for it. I'm sorry, but you made your decision. And now there are others trying to figure out if there isn't something we can do in the last week or in the last days after the work is pretty much done. The work is done except for the vetoes. There are others trying to figure out if there's not a way to overcome your opposition to everything.
Announcements.
Mr. President.
Michelle.
I guess I don't have an announcement. I'm just trying to understand what the majority leader is saying. Senator Pogamiller, what do you think in the K-12 policy race to the top or K-12 funding or budget was on the floor a week and a half or 2 weeks ago?
Pogamiller.
Well, I know what was in the bills. I know what I supported. And I know what you haven't supported. Mr. President, I would call for a recess to the call of the chair. I wish I could be certain as to when that might be. But it will be perhaps when we get some messages from the House. Or if there is some agreement with the executive branch, we would then gather. But again, my intent is to keep the Senate available Saturday and Sunday for any work that is possible that would have the agreement of the House and the Senate. It would be best to have work available that has the agreement of the House, the Senate, and the governor, but at a minimum, it has to have the agreement of the House and the Senate, otherwise it can't be processed. So we will try to keep you informed as best as possible. I'm sorry if there is any frustration by members. Without the gubernatorial vetoes, we actually could have signed died Wednesday evening. It's unfortunate that did not happen. I wish it had. But we are in a circumstance now where we're trying to accommodate whatever possibilities that are available to put the state in the best position to transition to a new executive branch and legislature. So I renew my motion for a recess to the call of the chair.
Senator.
Apparently we could appoint a conference committee or two. Mr. President, I would call for a recess for the purposes of appointing conference committees. I have pointed out to every one of these conference committees that their work could be good, could not be good, but there is no reason that these bills have to be here. If we happen to be here and they're good bills, then we will process them. But they have missed the deadline. But if there's some good work that's available, we will take them up. So, brief recess for purposes of appointing conference committees.
Motion is for a brief recess. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands in recess. What's the big flower for? Just to... Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President,
privilege
report at the desk.
Yes, there is. Secretary will report the privileged reports.
Senator Pogermiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File 560, Senators Latz, Higgins, and Ortman. Senator Pogermiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On the Pogermiller motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Senator Mr. President, then I would move to recess to the call of the chair, and we'll try to keep you informed, members, as best as we can.
On the motion to recess to the call of the chair, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess.
Senator Pogermiller.
Madam President, is there a privileged report at the desk?
There is.
Senator Pogermiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File 2839, Senators Scheid, Pappas, and Michelle. Senator Pogermiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? The motion prevails.
Madam President, any other work at the desk?
There's no other work at the desk.
Then, Madam President, I would move a recess to the call of the chair.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails. Senate's in recess.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Messages from the House. Do I have to be...
At the end of message. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate files herewith returned. Senate file numbers 3126, 1770, 2430, and 2937, signed Elwin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. And Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has exceeded the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of three members on the House on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate files. On Senate File 560, there has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Representatives Champion, Hillstrom, and Cornish. On Senate File 2839, there has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Representatives Adkins, Lilly, and Hoppe. And on Senate File 2900, there has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Representatives Dill, Purcell, and Cornish. These Senate files are herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elwin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. And Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on the following Senate files and repassed said bills in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. Senate file numbers 1905, 3046, and 3361, signed Elwin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. Next message is on House File 2227, Senator Metzen. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 2227, a bill for enacting the local government establishing Minnesota Innovation and Research Council. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of three members be appointed thereon. Representatives Marquardt, Loeffler, and McFarland have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 2227 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee, signed Elwin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Metzen.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 2227 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the subcommittee at conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
Senator Metzen has moved that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File number 2227 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. And members, there is a new addendum. We'll proceed to Senate bill introductions. The bills on the addendum are introduced and referred as indicated. First reading.
Mr. President, members, I'd like to special order two bills this evening that I'm assured are fairly simple and that the House is willing to deal with in some fashion. Neither of them are bills that are vehicle bills of any kind. So I'd like to designate number 46 on general orders, House File 2859, and I'd like to designate number 38, House File 2801, and yield to Senator Cohen.
Senator Cohen.
Thank you, Mr. President. House File 2227 is a very simple bill. It deals with the reimbursement, the rate determination for food purchase for nursing facilities. And what it does is the present law just simply, and this law was passed, I think, in 87, about 20 years ago, and it allows the additional use of raw food to be factored in for the daily rate. This just changes the language to, I'm looking for my original language, this just simply changes the language to allow for a determination to be based on whatever the adjustment might be, whether it's upwards or downwards. And what this deals with, Mr. President, members, is in particular you have some Jewish nursing facilities in the Twin Cities that want to utilize the religiously approved food, kosher food. So this adjustment has been allowed in law since 87. This simply allows it to be be made, whether it's an upwards or downwards change in whatever the rate determination is. Previously, it would just allow for an upwards determination. This allows for the downward determinations in determining what reimbursement is to be provided by the state. Mr. President, members, I don't believe there's any controversy relative to this and would ask for your support, although I do believe, I think it was Senator Sharon, had an amendment to the bill.
Senator Sharon.
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the A50 amendment.
The Secretary will report the A50 amendment.
Senator Sharon moves to amend House File 2859 as follows. Page 1 after line 14, insert. This is Amendment A50.
Senator Sharon, on your amendment.
Thank you very much, and thank you to Senator Cohen for agreeing to allow this amendment onto the bill. This is something that we've acted on before. It was amended to another bill on the floor that Senator Kubley authored. It is the PACE bill. It's the bill that uses money from the community services grants. It's supported by the Minnesota Leadership Council on Aging and many organizations that draw grant money from this. It's grant money that's on the bottom line, is not reducing other people's grants, and it's used to help the development of the actuarials for the PACE program to begin. The PACE program, as a reminder to you, is an all-inclusive elder care program where we sort of have a set price for a group of services, and it's all managed under those dollars. So you've approved this on two separate occasions for me already. This just offers another vehicle for it to move forward to the governor. Thank you.
Discussion on the A50 amendment. There being no discussion, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor of adopting the A50 amendment signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails and the A50 amendment is adopted. Further discussion on House File 2859. There being no further discussion, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 2859, a bill for an act relating to human services, modifying a nursing facility rate provision, etc.
Is there discussion? There being no discussion, the Secretary will take the roll. Members, please vote. All senators voting who desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 53 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The Chair recognizes Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have the A4 amendment.
The Secretary will report the A4 amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Murphy moves to amend House File 2801 as amended pursuant to Rule 45 adopted by the Senate April 27th as follows. Page 3 after line 17, insert. This is Amendment A-4.
Senator Murphy, on your A-4 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members, this House file is a complete streets policy. What this amendment does, it does four separate things. First, it adds in section, in Article 3 of the bill, of the amendment, it adds a section containing some license plates provisions. The one provision that is in there is a remembering victims of impaired drivers remembrance plate. And then there was some technical changes to the transportation omnibus bill in regards to certain special plates and the discontinuance. What had happened was there was an incorrect, there was a reference in there. It was 169.1235 that dealt with veteran service organizations. People thought we were going to discontinue their plate, and that obviously was not our intention. So what this does is it removes that reference, and so those plates are fine. Those veteran service organizations, American Legion, Marine Corps League, Purple Hearts, those folks, they're just fine. They will not fall under that. But that was an agreement that we had come to conclusion with the House and the governor that needed to be cleaned up. Article 4 is actually the reason why this is here. Members, this is $100 million worth of state road bonding authorization. We've heard this proposal many times, $70 million for the trunk highway interchange account split in half between Greater Minnesota and the metropolitan area, and $30 million for trunk highway expenditures. Article 5 is a tax compliance issue. We're going to allow the state patrol to start what is called a vehicle crimes task, vehicle crimes unit, where they're going to try to capture some of these folks that are not paying their appropriate amount of license tab fee and things like that, Mr. President. And Mr. President, I would say that due to the hard work of staff, both here beside me, Team Transpo, and the House Team Transportation, and working with the governor's office, we've got a good three-way agreement here. And members, this is going to do a lot of good for our roads this summer. The department really needs this $100 million. Like I say, some of it is to incent more business activity around transportation hubs. It's the way of the future. It's the way we've been going for 4 or 5 years in Minnesota, and I would ask for your support.
Members, it's getting just a little noisy in here. Senator Youngbauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will Senator Murphy yield?
He will yield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Murphy, I'm still trying to understand under the A4 amendment, and we talked earlier. And so, members, I want you to notice on line 8.15, we're taking an appropriation out of the Highway User Fund of $179,000. And on 8.25, it looks like an anticipation of a payback of $114,000 to that distribution fund, and yet a payback of $75,000 to the Transit Assistance Fund, which isn't funding this particular appropriation, which leaves, the way I figured, negative $65,000 to the Highway User Tax Fund. And Senator Murphy, I'm just wondering, I'm trying to understand in the laws how this gets distributed and why it doesn't seem like it's funded by the people that are getting the appropriations returned.
Senator Murphy.
Mr. President and Senator Jungbauer, we had a long conversation in committee, and I believe you were there to hear this, but and with a lot of conversation that we've had with the State Patrol about this. They absolutely feel that they're going to bring in more money than what they've designated here. This is just, if you get $200,000, what's it look like when you break it down? This money has to be applied onto the formula, which does have money, for the license tab fees. It does have that portion that does go to transit, so that's why you see that transit number there. But the Department of Transportation, they were just comfortable with this because they realized that there's going to be more money coming into the Trunk Highway Fund because of this Vehicle Crimes Task Force unit. That's just the breakdown, the ratio, and we use that number right around 200,000. What happens if we recover 200,000? It'll be a lot more than that.
Senator Youngbauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Murphy and members. Just trying to maintain consistency here. Any time that we're taking money out of the Highway User Tax Distribution Fund, I want to make sure that we're investing it wisely for the purposes intended and that we get that return, because I know that many of you drive on the same kind of roads I drive on, and quite frankly, I have a two-year-old car that the front end is almost gone because the money is just not out there for our roads, and I love the $100 million. And I support wholeheartedly this bill. I just want to make sure that when we're taking money out of our highway user fund that we're trying to get all of that back and putting it to our roads.
Senator Vandeveer.
Mr. Chairman, will Senator Murphy yield?
He will yield.
Senator Murphy, I'm confused by the $100 million in bonding, because you're right, for 5 years maybe we've been doing it, or maybe a little longer than that. But all I heard is we had to increase the gas tax and all these other taxes. In fact, $640 million in new taxes last year, so that we wouldn't be bonding for roads, because bonding for roads was just the wrongest thing you could ever even think about doing. So now we're bonding for roads after we got $640 million more dollars out of the taxpayers. And by the way, we're still looking for those 30,000 jobs. Looks like we lost about 200,000. But why are we bonding when, why is bonding okay today, but it wasn't before?
Senator Murphy.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. And Senator Vandeveer, thanks for that belt high fastball. That was, you threw it right in there. I can't hardly miss this one. Why do we want to bond now? We're getting projects in like between 25 and 30% cheaper than we've gotten them in the past 15 years. Now's the time to pour concrete and get that rebar and fix those bridges, because we can borrow this money. It's just dirt cheap. And Senator Vandeveer, five, six, 7 years ago, that's the only money that we had available was bonding money. Now, because of that bill that we actually passed 2 years ago, we have some money and we can afford the debt service. MnDOT's been working on a proposal for debt service and what it's going to look like in the now and in the future, and how best to manage their finances. They will be coming with a proposal next year, and it's basically going to show that if they can maintain someplace below 25% of their highway dollars going towards bonding, that they will be able to do all the maintenance repairs that we needed to do. 8-9 years ago, we couldn't do that because we were so heavily indebted because of bonds. You can only use bonds on initial construction. You can't use it on maintenance activities. And now we've got that formula back turned around, Senator Vandeveer, and we have much more money now to do those maintenance activities. This $100 million is going to help top off some of those projects through the Recovery Act. And it's, yes, MnDOT, they're excited about this. They really are looking forward to it.
Senator Vandeveer.
Well, Senator Murphy, that's really good, but $640 million a year later, we're still bonding for roads, and you were telling us every day we would hear how bad this was, how the administration was bonding for roads. You don't bond for roads, you use cash. And now today, $640 million later, it's a good deal maybe, but we're still bonding for roads.
Mr. President.
Senator Langseth.
Mr. President, during 14 years that I was chairman of the
of the Transportation Committee, we didn't bond at all. But at that time, we were moving ahead fairly well with construction. I was opposed to bonding initially because it was being used instead of adequate funding. We have now, I think, gone about as far as we can go with the funding. And as Senator Murphy says, we can get so much more for our dollar today than we have in the past or will in the future. So the same argument here is, it's the same as it is for our general obligation bonds. This is the time to do it because this is the time to put people to work. This is the time we can get much more for our money. So I support it.
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would Senator Murphy yield?
He will yield.
Senator Murphy, I don't want to complain about the amendment because I think it's fine, but I just have a question because it's not a delete-all amendment. And I thought we passed the complete streets bill in another provision and that it was Senator Lori's original bill, and now it's coming back as Senator Murphy's. And I'm wondering if the complete streets provision that we passed in the Omnibus Transportation Policy Bill is the same as the one we're looking at in this bill, because I know there had been a little change in it that gave me a greater comfort level, and I'm just wondering why this is in here again.
Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, Senator Roebling, staff has assured me that it's exactly the same. It's exactly the same that was in the conference committee, and that bill is working its way to the governor's office. But it's exact same language.
There further discussion on the A4 amendment? There being no further discussion, Senator Murphy has moved adoption of the A4 amendment. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails and the amendment's adopted. Is there further discussion on House File 2801 as amended? There being no further discussion, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 2801, a bill for an act relating to establishing complete streets program and requiring reports, etc.
There being no further discussion, the Secretary will take the roll. All senators voting who desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 53 ayes, 1 nay, House File 2801 as amended is passed and its title agreed to. And members, I have a motion to make from the chair. Pursuant to Rule 12, Senator Moore has moved that the following members be excused for a conference committee on Senate File number 2725 at 5:30 p.m. Senators Moi, Torres Ray, Chaudhry, Dibble, and Coring. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House file number 2405. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Members will now proceed to first reading of House bills.
House file 2405, a bill for an act relating to the legislature proposing an amendment to the Minnesota Constitution, Article 4, Section 4.
House file 2405 is referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I'd move brief recess for the purposes of appointing a conference committee.
On Senator Pogamiller's move for a brief recess, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. The Senate is in recess. Senator
Mr.
Pogamiller.
President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
Secretary will report the privilege report.
Senator Pogamiller moved. From the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on House File Number 2227, Senators Metzen, Bonhoff, and Rosen. Senator Pogamiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. The motion prevails.
Mr. President, members, we are finished with our work for this evening. The plan is to come in at noon tomorrow, and tomorrow will be similar to today. If there are messages from the House to do some work, we will. If there isn't, we will be in a holding pattern. Discussions with the executive branch are still happening. I believe we have a conference call with the governor
tonight,
sometime in the next couple hours. Senator Senjum assures me that he is still working on that list, and we're hoping to get there. So I would hold for announcements. We'll have a rules committee tomorrow, Senator Senjum, to process the revisers bill, perhaps slightly before session starts. Okay, then, if there's no announcements, Mr. President.
The following members will be excused from today's session. Senator Corey from 1240 to the end. Senator Rosen from 1240 to 1255. Senator Marty from 1230 to 1250. Senator Dibble from 5 o'clock to the end. From Senator Ingebrigtsen from 5 o'clock to the end. Senator Lori from 525 to the end. Senator Clark from 525 to 530. Senator Bach from 5 o'clock to the end. Senator Michelle from 5 o'clock to 535. Senator Metzen from 530 to the end. And Senator Scheid from 5 to 535. Senator Koch and Ortman from 5 o'clock to adjournment. Those members are excused without exception. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, there will be a Rules Committee and other members. There will be a Rules Committee at 1:45 or 10:02 or something tomorrow, 11:45 or 11:50 in room 237. And then, Mr. President, I'd move the Senate adjourn till Saturday, May 15th, 12 noon. And I wanted to mention, I've sent out an email to the retiring members. We are considering Sunday afternoon as the day for speeches and plaque presentations. So perhaps we'll not be here Monday. So the email is to ask those members if they would be prepared for their comments on Sunday afternoon. So, with that, I'd renew my motion to adjourn till noon, Saturday, May 15th.
And Senator Pogamiller has moved to adjourn to Saturday, May 15th, 12 o'clock noon. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails, and the Senate is adjourned to Saturday, May 15th, 12 o'clock noon.